Hello, how are you doing? I'm good. I'd like to place an order, please. Yeah, just a pepperoni pizza. God, no. I would never say anchovy. No, pepperoni as in the meat. Yeah. No, that would be all. Actually, can you make it a large? I'm expecting my roommate. Perfect, thank you so much. What time is it? Oh, it's pretty late. And I'm still home alone. Maybe I should call. Oh, speak of the devil. Sorry, angel. Hi. No, I'm so glad you did. Are you hungry? Yeah, I just ordered pizza. I knew you'd be coming home. I almost forgot about you. Oh, that would be terrible, huh? It's our thing, eating pizza together every weekend. Yeah. I know I didn't usually get all personal with you, but I mean, you're home pretty late. Was everything okay? Oh, okay. The date you told me about. Right. That girl you were talking to for a while. I take it didn't go so well? It's just the look on your face. You don't seem very pleased. I hope I'm wrong, but. Oh, God. What happened? No, please, let's talk about it. I literally have all night. You are not gonna bore me with the details. I wanna know. Besides, I'm nosy. You and I don't get to have a lot of conversations, so it would be a nice little bonding time. Unless you don't trust me. Okay, cool. So come here. Tell me. How was she? Wait, what did you guys do? On your date, that is. Okay. That's not so bad, actually. That sounds kind of fun. I've heard of that restaurant. Did you like it? She didn't? Oof. Someone's a little picky, eh? I'm sorry about that. I mean, was there a spark between you guys? Was she not what you expected? Oh, okay. She is, so what's the problem? What is it? You know you can tell me anything. I mean, I really don't want to pressure you, but. I'm kind of curious. I don't think it would hurt you to tell me. Well, now you're looking away. Was it so bad? Did she smell bad? Well, I know you didn't. You smell amazing. Always. And you also look really good. I can tell you went all out. Can't believe she didn't appreciate that. That actually kind of pisses me off. Okay. So it didn't end the way you wanted it to. Why's that? Oh. Oh. Oh my God. That's awful. She rejected you? She said she didn't want a relationship with you. What? Are you being serious right now? No, I feel like the date went well. You're just fucking with me. Or maybe not. Can I give you a hug? No, it's just that. I mean, getting rejected is the worst thing ever. I can't imagine the hurt you're feeling right now. Don't listen to her. You're amazing. And you are gonna be that person for someone. It just might not be her. And that's okay. Come here. It's okay. You dodged a bullet. Trust me. I know that her honesty was brutal, but it's better than her leading you on, right? Well, you want to tell me what's on your mind? I can tell you are thinking a lot. What are you talking about? Of course you're worthy of love, and of course you're enough. Oh my God, I could just slap you right now. Don't you ever say something like that again. Look, just because this one person rejected you doesn't mean that you're not enough. You are more than enough for someone else, someone who will actually appreciate you and love you from the inside and out. Look at you, you have so much to offer. Your looks, 10 out of 10. Your humor, your personality, your kindness. You are so good at paying attention to little things. When you really care about someone, you show it, you know, and a lot of people don't do that. Why do you think I get along with you so much? I never thought I would have a roommate as chill as you. All my previous roommates were a nightmare. Yeah, a nightmare. But you and I, we get on like a house on fire. I cannot believe how easy it is to get along with you. I know this isn't about me right now, but I'm just telling you that I appreciate you, you know? And I love everything that you have to offer. And it pains me to know that you don't feel like you're enough. There's nothing wrong with you. You didn't do anything wrong. Trust me, you were your most authentic self. She's the one that fumbled, not you. She will regret that, trust me. When someone breaks her heart in the future, which, not saying I want them to, but if that were to happen, you know, she lost you, someone who wouldn't do that to her. And she lost a great thing, and that's very stupid. Look, I don't know what her reasoning was, but I'm sure she had her own reasons. Maybe she went out for a free meal. You never know with people nowadays. What I do know is, you shouldn't let that affect you. And you shouldn't let it affect your confidence either. You know who you are, and you know that you have so much to offer someone. Someone who will actually appreciate that and thank you. Not someone who's gonna reject you and make you feel so little. So, you think that it's easy for me to say because I've been in a lot of relationships? Well, I mean, I do get what I want. A lot. It's a good and a bad thing. Because I've never found someone who truly loved me. Every part of me. They always want something out of it. Could be something physical, a favor. I don't know. Maybe they want to show off that they have a girlfriend. But that doesn't mean that I don't know what it feels like to be rejected. And I feel you. I know that it messes up your confidence. It's something a lot of people are scared of. You know, when I was in high school, I got rejected once. I didn't look this pretty. Well, you're sweet. But I had a crush on this guy. He was like my first serious crush ever. Freshman year. I thought he liked me. He would give me the eyes a lot. We had a lot of classes together. He would talk to me, and maybe because I was younger, I felt really special to him, and I felt like he liked me. But then I did something stupid, and I wrote him a love letter. God, I cringe just talking about it. Yes, I literally wrote a love letter, and I left it in his locker. And he pretended he never saw it. Like, no, he saw it. And then after that, he stopped looking at me, he stopped talking to me. He ignored me any chance he could. It's like I was a ghost all of a sudden. And that, oh my God, it hurt so much. Sure, he didn't have to physically come out and say, hey, I don't want you. But he showed it. And it kind of looked like he was disgusted with me. And that honestly hurt me a lot. And I cried a lot, developed a lot of insecurities, and then never ever made the first move again. I mean, I was younger. But when something like that happens to you at a young age, you never forget it. So trust me, I know what you're feeling. It's so hard, but you have to understand that it isn't you. You're perfect, just the way you are. And I'm not just saying this because I'm your roommate. Well, I kind of am, but you also mean a lot to me. It kills me that you don't see that. That you don't see how amazing you are in my eyes. Because I think you're amazing. I wish it was me on that date with you. I would have never made you feel like that. No, never. That's not what I meant. How can you not see that I'm in love with you? I've made it painfully obvious. Have I not? I haven't? Well, then you're blind or something. Because I've tried to show you time and time that I like you. When you first told me about this girl, I was so jealous. You were talking about her in such a nice way, about her looks and her personality, and how much you liked her. In my head, I was thinking, God, I wish that was me. It pains me that you don't see that. When I tell you that I appreciate you and how amazing you are, I mean it. I mean it wholeheartedly. Come here. I really don't want this to make things awkward. And maybe I chose the worst time to tell you. You're probably still thinking about that girl. But I didn't. But you never showed me that. I never got the vibe that you liked me. I felt like you didn't see me that way. You almost treated me like your sister. It's so weird to say that, but You really did. You're always so overprotective, making sure that I'm okay. What? You had a crush on me before you talked to her? God, maybe I'm the blind one then. I wanted you to make a move. But I guess you and I are both scared of rejection. Do you blame us? See, you're not alone. But I really want to make you feel appreciated and loved, and I want to treat you so right. I'd love that. Don't you ever say that you're not enough again. That girl is so stupid for letting you go. But I also must thank her because now I get to tell you how I feel. And I don't have to hide it anymore. And I get to hear how you feel. A little sneaky thing. I really want to kiss you right now. But I won't. I feel like you need to sleep this night off. You've had a long day today. And clearly, it didn't end well because of a certain someone. Good thing she's gone now. I'm here to take over. So you had dinner then. You must not want pizza. I'm gonna eat the whole thing by myself. You do? You fatty? I'm just joking. We're gonna be fatties together. Yeah, we're gonna stuff our whole face with pizza. And we're gonna forget about your crappy little night. And I'm gonna make it way better. You wanna go change first? Yeah, I'll wait for you. Although, I think you look really good in the outfit. Maybe you don't have to change. All right, all right. Go ahead. I'll wait for you here.